All right, then. We're going to look now in the second part at the first reading, which is from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19. Chapter 19 is a pretty key, 18 and 19 in Leviticus, a pretty key text. 18, because there's a lot about sexual morality, but also to notice the way they use the Hebrew text uses the word flesh, basar. I haven't found a translation yet that translates it literally, because it doesn't make any sense to us literally. But things like, you shall not approach the wife of your father because she is his flesh. That's to do with incest, family relations. And it's this whole notion of flesh. But then 19 begins this way. It's the reading. The Lord, that's Adonai, huh? Said to Moses, speak to the whole assembly of Israel, to the sons of Israel, and say to them, be holy, for I, the Lord, am holy. Now, this word holy, kadshu, kodesh, but the root is kadshu, means to be apart. But it's important to get apart from what? Apart from evil. It's not apart from matter or apart from people, you know. It's apart from evil. You know, as it says, God is so pure, he can't even look on evil. He does, though. Be holy. Be removed from evil. You see? Stay away from evil. Well, if we're praying every day, the Holy Spirit will tell us, don't look at that. Don't look at her. Don't go to that movie. You know? Don't do this with the finances. Whatever. Stop. Be holy. And then we have this example. Holiness, you shall not bear hatred for your brother or your sister. Of course, that's, there's only brother in the text, but it's nice to put both brother and sister. Bear hatred for your brother or sister in your heart. Bear hatred in your heart. You see? They're not just interested in performance. You see, it says, you see, very clearly, Lo tishna et achika belavcha. Don't hate your brother in your heart. That's a bitterness. One of the greatest obstacles to growth, the church growing, to be a place of compassion, of strength, of truth, of light, of protection, as we go into a rather difficult time in the history of the world. One of the biggest obstacles for us being the church doing that is the division among the clergy. We don't like each other. We don't talk to each other. We make fun of each other. Now, if you got a couple of guys living in the rectory, you're usually pretty civil with them. But do we look for a unity among us? If we really have a life of prayer, we do. You know, we're not always organizing picnics or something, but we have this sense that there's a sacredness about each other. Remember, I've used these texts before. It's from Pastore Davo Bovis, you know. The priestly character establishes a psychological and ontological bond with Christ. So every one of us ordained has that bond. And what are we doing to help one another grow in that? And the church needs priests more than any of us realize, actually. And so, you shall not bear hatred for your brother or your sister in your heart, though you may have to reprove your fellow citizen. Do not incur guilt because of him. In other words, you could be so angry, and you could gossip, get a lot of people knowing that there's something wrong with this guy. you're sinning. You see? You want to reprove your fellow citizen, fellow priest, do not incur guilt because of him. Don't do it in anger. This is Leviticus. This isn't Gospel of John. No, it's Leviticus. Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against any of your people. Now, it's limited to the people. But our Lord, in the Sermon on the Mount, which is our steady diet this time of year, in Matthew, you see, was going to expand that, as you'll hear in a moment. You say, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. I am Adonai. I swear by myself, this is what I want of you. To love your neighbor as yourself. That's an Old Testament law. Now, he's trying to argue here, the author of Leviticus, for unity. And the unity produces holiness. See? You could go at this another way. Aristotle, in the Nicomachean Ethics, has a beautiful treatise on friendship. And he says, look, friendship can only be based on a noble, upright good. Otherwise, it's not friendship. I have a business partner. Fine. But if the only basis for our relating is the business, it's not, you know, good. Or, I really like so-and-so because he's got a great sense of humor. That's not a friend. It has to be based on something we both agree is holy and good. This is Aristotle. Holy, he wouldn't say, but good, yes. See, if it's based on a useful good, or on something I like about the person, or because they help me, that's not a friend. So he says there are some qualities about friendship. Communication. Be together, talk together. You see? And then meet in this noble good. Now, that's Aristotle, a good philosopher, saying in his way what the Lord is saying in his way here. Your good thing in common is that you are both members of my people. You have both heard my voice. You have both heard my law. You know how you're supposed to act. Now, that's the basis of your relating. Now, the Lord is going to deepen that immensely when we get to the gospel. But this is the foundation for it. You see? Love your neighbor as yourself. Don't do anything to your neighbor you wouldn't want done to you. And that's also going to be, when we get to it, this eye for eye and tooth for tooth stuff. I wouldn't want somebody to knock out my tooth, so I shouldn't knock out his tooth. That's the beginning of friendship. At least there's no war. So, this text is very beautiful. And it's what has kept the Jewish people as a people now for 3 millennia. This notion. Vyshgorod, one of the great Jewish thinkers, just died, said, do you ever realize that what makes the Jewish people is not a common ideal, it's a common physical origin? You can join the Jewish people, yeah. But the Jewish people, by and large, are those born of a Jewish mother. That's just great Mediterranean wisdom, you understand? I mean, if you're born of a Jewish mother, you got to be Jewish. you say your father is Abraham or Moses or Levi or Joe, maybe it's true. But there's no way to control that. But there is a way of controlling where you come from in your birth. And that's what makes it, that's why they do it. I remember I was driving into the Abruzzi Mountains one night and picked up this fellow who was trying to get back to his village. He had heard that his brother died. But they have no phones out there. So he came into town to call and find out. And yes, his father, who was over there in Detroit, had died. He was all cracked up. And he made such a deep Mediterranean reflection. He said, it's at times like this, you see, that you turn to your mother and to God. You know? And I thought, that's very Mediterranean. So, what are we going to do, like here in the United States, when we come from every point on the compass? Faith. Our common origin is baptism. We are born again. And the womb from which we emerge is the baptismal font. So we are one. More one than if it was just flesh. But that phenomenon of this 3-millennial-year-old, you know, people is still important. Huh? So it says, you see, that's holiness. See, holiness is not negative, not sinning. It's positive. You see? The negative here is like, don't hate. Don't take revenge. It's summed up, love your neighbor as yourself. And then this solemn pronouncement, Ani Adonai, I am the Lord. I am giving you this. Now, this is the basis. The fulfillment of this is what our Lord is going to talk about. But this is the basis. We all have a common origin, the baptismal font. We're related. You see, we're cousins. We don't have the right to hate each other. Now, suppose somebody is really making a mess of things, you know. Well, you could reprove him. You may have seen this book already called Unplanned by Abby Johnson. She worked in an abortion clinic. In fact, she sort of managed one. But the way she was relating to the people outside who were protesting, who were civil, you know, it was a great lesson. Okay, love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. All right.